Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
This is part two of Building Your Business Credit, part two of the talk. So this is Business Credit 102.
About establishing your credit, this is the part two. And I'm going to talk about the credit bureaus. I'm going to talk about the credit agency, the creditors you can go to establish your business credit. In the episode previous to this, in episode one, I mentioned that you need to get starter credit. Before you even get the starter credit, you've got to do step one is compliance. Number one, you must get your organization filings if you're doing a DBA. It is more credible if you do a corporation or a partnership because there is a record that the bureaus can be able to go to than versus trying to get information out of the county clerk. They can go online, look on, and see if you have a partnership filing, a corporate filing with the Secretary of State, and that's a lot easier for them to do online or call to get the information versus trying to get it from the county. So that's number one, your legal structure of your business. You need to get if you have a DBA, I will always advise you always go to a formal structure, which will be an incorporation. Next thing you need to do, after you file your papers with the Secretary of State, you need to get an employer identification number. You need to get a landline telephone number for your business. If it's at your home, it's fine, as long as it's a landline in the business name with AT&T or whatever your local landline provider is. Also, you need to have a website. You need to also get a bank account at the same time because you need to age that bank account. So those are the main things you do, your corporate structure, your employer identification number from the IRS, your landline telephone, your website, and a bank account. And those are the formation things that you need as compliance to put yourself in place to move forward. Also recommend to get a merchant credit card account as well and part of that process to allow your customers to pay you with credit cards. A starter accounts I talked about last week was there are 5 to 6 places you can go. They have net 30-day account. This means the terms are net 30. I would say at least order $50 of supplies. You don't need 100. If you need 100, fine, but don't go over $100. They will bill you if it's under 100 or 150. Grainger.com is one. Grainger is a janitorial industrial supply company. Gremler, Gremplr, is more of a hunting type, outdoors rancher type outfit. You can get a 30-day account with them as well. Deluxe for Business or Deluxe.com is an office supplier that does a lot of printing. They can print your checks. They can print your business cards, print your stationery. But I've been told by Deluxe also now they're raising their limit that you got to order at least $150 or $200 in order for them to bill you. So kind of play that in your scenario. Quail.com and Reliable.com. Office suppliers who will bill you on net 30 terms. Once you get the bill, pay it within 30 days. I would say pay it as soon as you can. Do not go over 30 days. Make sure you have a week before it's due in sending your payment so it can post. And once that you mail your payment, it posts. When you go into the month two, then we can move into the next step. And before I go to the next step, I'm going to talk about four credit bureaus that you might want to keep your mind, your eye on, and probably get the reports in a couple of months after you establish at least those accounts, because they will report to, especially Dun & Bradstreet. Dun & Bradstreet is the one of the oldest credit bureaus, but they mainly do business trade. They report business trade accounts, a lot of net 30 accounts. Financial institutions like automotive or lease companies normally would go to PayNet. They more geared to finance industries who given installment payments over a longer term. They can give you a historical run for years. Depends on the who providing it. Experian and Equifax is a combination of. They do a lot of credit cards. If you have a credit card account, they do a lot of those as well. But of course, you know, Experian and Equifax do a lot of personal reporting as well. And you really want to get yourself established. One thing I want to kind of point out with Experian, be careful on how you do your address, because when they set your account up, if you get, for example, go to Quell and they build another address, they will set two profiles up, and it's really difficult to try to get them to merge the accounts into one. So if you start in your home and use your address there, and then you start an office somewhere else, make sure you write to the bureau or contact the bureau to let them know that you're one company now and you want the billing to come to, on your report, to come to this new address that you have. So just kind of keep that in mind, because not you're going to have two credit profiles, and if an agency pull from that particular bureau, they're only going to pull half the picture. In going to the other accounts, also, the business structure, remember, sole proprietorship is the simplest form of business in which a sole owner, his and her business are legally designated in, entity, but it's in your name, and you're liable for any bills that occur. Partnership, of course, is a formal partnership. There is liability to the owners on the partnership. Again, if you're going to be in a partnership, think that you're going to be married. A partner is a partner. So be careful when you do a partnership with someone that you understand the liabilities of that. If that owner, your partner, incurred that bill, you owe that as well. If it's a law firm, they know how to protect themselves. If it's an accounting firm, whatever, they know how to protect themselves. So kind of keep in mind and do your research very carefully when you do a partnership. Usually it's going to be service-oriented businesses. It's not going to be more products. Corporations, you sell shares in the company, and that you really have a little bit more to leg to stand on when you're a corporation. And also you can sell your shares to the public. A limited liability company, which I'll talk about later in another episode, is more of a hybrid between a partnership and a corporation, but I will talk about it later. Main thing I want you to just keep in mind, you need to be filed with the Secretary of State. A regular corporation will suffice. I'm going to tell you what type of companies you can go to on your second month. You can go to Uline.com, is a sell DVDs, blank cassettes, shipping tape, anything you want to ship with. And just all you do is Uline is U, the letter U, line, Line.com. Also, you want to go after that to Amazon.com and look for a corporate account, and you can apply there. And after that, now don't do them back to back. Uline is fine to apply at the same time with Amazon, but on Amazon, you want to wait between 10 and 15 days before you apply for Home Depot. You want to make sure you get approved first. Then 10 days later, you can apply for Sam's. So we're doing 10 to 15-day increments, okay? You've already applied for Uline. That's fine. But when you apply for Amazon, you might not get your answer right away. It might come in the mail 7 days to 10 days later, so wait till you get approval or denial. Then move to Home Depot. Wait till you get an answer from them. Then you can move to Lowe's. 10 days later, you can move to Sam's Club, have a corporate account. Then you can move into, 10 days later, you can go to Radio Shack. 10 days later, you can move on to Best Buy. And now we're into probably month three and a half. Go to FederalExpress.com and also Federal Express Office. Federal Express Office will give you a credit card. It's a little bit easier to get an account with them versus Federal Express. They've been a little bit more restrictive in the past year of giving accounts away. Setting up accounts, you might have to jump through a few hoops to do that. But just do your regular prepaid account that you can start with first and get that going for at least a couple of months and then try to get an a Federal Express account. After that, you want to go 10 days later, go to Best Buy. Then 10 days later, you want to go to Dell.com and set up a corporate account. And then you can apply for Target corporate account. Tiffany's still having a corporate account. Macy's have a corporate account. Now, while you're doing those in 10-day increments, so 7 to 10-day increments, but it doesn't matter when you apply for gas cards. You can apply with them the same day or a day in between. But for Shell, Chevron, Valero, V-A-L-E-R-O, ExxonMobil, Phillips 66, Conoco, you can apply for those all on the same day. Most of them will be financed by Citibank and HSBC. Also, at the same time, you can Citibank underwrite these cards. They're going to be carrying a credit line. Also, you can go to Staples, again, the next day. You can go to Office Max. You can go Office Depot. In month four, you want to probably look at GoGas.com and Voyager and Ride Express. GoGas, Voyager, and Ride Express are fuel and maintenance cards. So they're gas cards. The good thing about GoGas, Voyager, and Ride Express, they are maintenance and fuel. Meaning, you can use this card pretty much at every gas station, every major gas station. And it will give you a list of it. If you ever see at ExxonMobil, there say Voyager or Ride Express, those are fleet cards. And when you apply for these fleet cards, remember, it's fleet or commercial. When you go to Shell or Chevron or Valero, ExxonMobil, not the personal card, but you want to go to the fleet. Now, on the commercial or fleet gas cards, you can buy tires, you can pay for maintenance from Goodyear. NTB would take the card as well. They call Voyager or GoGas or Ride Express. They have a Voyager label. They go to any gas station, major gas station. They're excellent cards to have. But they're 30-day accounts. You have to pay this all at one time in 30 days. Again, GoGas, Voyager, and Ride Express are 30-day accounts. But they're credit cards, but they're 30-day credit cards that would be paid off. Shell, Chevron, Valero, ExxonMobil, Phillips 66, Conoco, Citgo, those are installment accounts, and you can pay them accordingly with a minimum payment. Also, Staples, Office Max, Office Depot, again, those are regular credit cards for that label. You can purchase at that particular store. Those have minimum payments. Amazon have a minimum payment. Home Depot have a minimum payment. Sam's have a minimum payment. Radio Shack is a net 30 account, so you need to pay that within 30 days. Lowe's is a minimum payment. Federal Express is a 30-day. Federal Express Office is a 30-day account. Best Buy is a minimum payment. Dell is a minimum payment. Target is a minimum payment. Tiffany is a net 30 and company. Macy's is a net 30. Also, if you go to, after you finish that series, also you can apply for Sprint and Verizon. They have corporate accounts that you can apply for as well. So I would say go ahead and apply for them as well and set up your account with them. Also, you can go to Apple, Apple Computer, and you can maybe get a $5,000 machine, computer, try something for $1,000 or $1,500. I don't see a problem with that. And you just, you can get it for 24 months or 36 months and make payments on those. NEBS used to be an office supplier. Stetson's. NEBS is NEBS.com. Stetson is Stetons. And by that time, you should be at the six-month mark, and you should be able to start getting regular equipment leasing. By now, if you go through this whole process, you would have had probably 26 accounts by now. That looks pretty good on the credit bureau in various industries. Then from that point, you want to maintain a perfect 80. Perfect 80 can give you automatic approval. That is just equivalent to a 750 Beacon score. And then after the 6 months, you want to kind of stagger what you want to apply for after that. If you have 20 or 30 accounts on your bureau reporting, I would say now you want to move into maybe apply for American Express card along with your personal credit, because they're going to look at your personal credit for American Express card because it is in that 30 account. Then you can apply for regular business cards, Avanta, Vantage, Citibank cards. You already have a relationship with Citibank with already it should have been with Staples and Shell and ExxonMobil and so forth. So those are Citibank-backed cards. Also, you might want to look at, for an electronics store, there is a company called Tiger.com, TigerDirect.com, if you're looking for a computer. JCPenney's also have a Net30 account. Ace also have a 30-day account. 84 Lumber has a 30-day account, and also Kent.com does. Those are building supplies. Pretty much when you get to the eighth-month level, you shouldn't have a problem, or at least 1 year, shouldn't have a problem of leasing from GM or Ford plan without a personal guarantee. You can go to Cadillac. You can go to BMW. By then, you should have almost a year of reporting and solid 30 or 40 counts less reporting. Also, Chase has a business card you can apply for. MBNA has a card. Also, what's so neat about it, you can apply for Kinko's also have a Net30 account. Hyatt, Marriott, Sheraton, Red Roof, and Westin have 30-day accounts as well. So you want to give them a call. And you can call the local, if you can't find it on the website, you can also call the local catering office, and they'll tell you how to establish a 30-day account. Most hotels have 30-day accounts for large businesses. So that's kind of give you the heads up on that. Again, when you get at this level, it shouldn't be a problem whatsoever to not be a personal guarantee. And really, from the very beginning with your start accounts, you don't need a personal guarantee. It's really none of those things that you really need to get a personal guarantee. But when you get to a higher credit limit, that's when if your business credit is not solid, they will start looking for the owner to help back up that loan. But all the ones I just mentioned before shouldn't ask for a personal guarantee. They'll start asking for a personal guarantee when it becomes leases, if it's over a certain amount, if your company is not bringing the income or your average balance in your checking account is not at least four digits. Low fours mean anywhere from 1,000 to 3,000, 4,000 to 7,000 is the mid fours, 8,000 to 10 or 7 to 10 is the high fours, and you get to fives, you should have a problem. And that's kind of the view on step two of building your business credit. I know I don't have anybody, someone was asking a question. So just kind of recap on part one and part two. You need to establish your business structurally in compliance at a very beginning stage. When that idea comes to your mind, get that label, get that business branded. Go file in the local office of your county your DBA name. If you know that's going to be their name, take it. Then number two, get your tax ID number the same day from IRS.com. Then number three, once you have that, open your bank account. You have those three things. Even if you don't do anything for a while, you at least have them already aged. Your filing is aged. Your bank account is aged. Your tax ID number is aged. This means you have a start date officially when you began. If you even start years later, you still have that day. If you wanted to be a little bit more progressive in the future, go and get your corporation papers, and you won't have to be liable. Now, again, if you don't file and apply while you're in the state of if you have a sole proprietorship, if you apply for these things to get granted, they still can come back on you and say you owe that bill because you was a sole proprietor. If you're a corporation, no, they can't come after you. But they like corporations better because they can see what the filings are and who actually owns the business. And again, if you start your starter account, you move to phase two, and you just do what I just mentioned earlier, you should have no problem whatsoever in trying to get your business credit established whatsoever. As I mentioned before, if you're looking to get a bank loan, and if you have a person have 6 months of excellent business credit, and you have good personal credit, and we say maybe 640 is okay, but if you're at 650 above, which is good credit, and if you're at 700, it's super. You can get the deal done pretty quickly. And if you keep your score at 80, you are in good shape, and you have some financials, even if you make $100,000 a year. But if you got good credit, you should have no problem with asking for $100,000 if you can show that you can repay it and it's expanding your business to repay it. But when you have an applicant come in with strong business credit, strong personal credit, it looks extremely good. Even with investors or when you want things, it's easy to have these things if you have good business credit. A person told me years ago, you might not be rich, but you can always have good or excellent credit. I mean, that is optimal to have in society today in America, to have excellent personal credit, excellent business credit. And your business credit needs to stay at an 80. Now, Dun & Bradstreet have a rating from 100 to 0. From 100 to 80 is really excellent credit. Usually going to be 100 is rare today. We used to see that a lot in the 80s and the 90s because people prepay before it was due. So when the bill came out, the supplier say, hey, I'm going to give you a discount if you pay this bill within 7 days. Some people would do that. When you pay it, they report their receivables. Hey, you're paying early. You're paying above terms. You're paying 5 days above terms. You're paying 10 days above terms. And that's what it means. This is maybe like 20 days above terms. You don't see a lot of that. You're going to see something just a little shy of over 80. But if you have an 80 score, you can get automatic approvals to get anything you want. Then 79 and under is 1 day late, 2 day late, 3 day late, 4 day late, and so forth. The average we normally will see is from 72 to 75 on average to 79. We see a lot of 80s as well. 65 is really the minimum. Then we really want to take a hard look and see if you're under 65, you're in the B credit area. We want to see exactly what's going on with your company. So that's what that means. Okay, so if you're under 65, you're going to be kind of a little rough. I have seen some people at 30, seen people at 20. That's awful credit. You don't pay anybody on time, and you're not going to get anything. 40, you're not getting anything. 50. Let me see what's going on here. Okay, so that's it in a nutshell about corporate credit. And again, if you have these things, you can imagine if you have a solid year of 80s. Okay, you make $250,000 a year. You have excellent personal credit. And when you go to this investor, hey, I have this product I want you to invest in, the investor is going to look at all your credit bureaus. He's going to look at your finances. He's going to look at all your if you have any tax liens. He's going to look at LexisNexis to see what any liability. He's going to go to the web to see what people are saying about you. And if you have this picture set and looking good and done and so forth, it makes you look pretty solid as a credible business owner. And then the only thing they want to look at is, you know, how they're going to get the investment back, how you're going to repay that. And that's all they really care about. But they see you're responsible to pay your bills on time. You have a profile of 50 to 60 creditors as reporting every single month, you know, or 100. That's extremely good. They love you. They would give you what you want as long as you have a good idea. And if you're looking at it as a solid manager, if you can get what you want out of them, because you can go and get a loan, you really don't need them. And that's usually what banks look at. They really don't need us. Now, if you need us, then we have a problem. But if you don't need us, then, hey, we want to do business with you because you really don't need our money. So anyway, that's really important. And if you do that, you will get the things you need. I'm going to talk about the third phase of this, getting in higher, going to venture capital, going to a small business loan for the SBA, going through bank financing, going through these high-end type financial products. But if you take care of business from the very beginning, you get your incorporations, you have your corporate docs, you have your business plan, you have good credit, and you have all these things going for you, a committee will give you your loan quick. They're not going to give you a slow no. They're not going to say, oh, by the way, let me see if I can willing to take this risk or not. You don't have to do that. You get them with a, give them that information. Give them good credit, personal business credit. Give them a solid year of good credit. Paying your bills on time, a solid 80. You will not need anything else. And all in a nutshell, this is what it is. It's all about. This is how to build good business credit. If you have any questions, you can give me a call. My name is Tim.